Oh, I already have a Bible, thank you. And we're out here to get people to read that, and not only read it, but obey it. Because if you're going in there, you're not obeying what the scripture is saying. Especially on the back of the card there. No. They do Christmas, they do Easter.
Can I give you a Bible?
No, ma'am, I have the Word of God.
Okay.
What body are you with? What church, sister?
Our church.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. We're, as my wife probably told you, we're going to put a testing up. It's going to show how fleshly your pastor is. He came out to throw me off the sidewalk. Then he came out when he saw what we do. I street preach. We teach the truth. We make disciples, and we expose false religion. He probably went inside and saw, oh, my, this isn't some fly-by-night guy. You're going to see the videos on the website, and it's going to be marked on the internet. That church, they're teaching you a false gospel. They're teaching you worldliness. I can see how worldly you are, ma'am.
You are worldly. You are a sinner. You are a sinner.
No, but I mean, they don't even teach you how to cover your temple up, ma'am.
Okay, well.
Yeah, that's fundamental 101.
You're in trouble because you too are a sinner as well.
You know what? I repent of my sin. I don't live in it. Thrive Church lives in their sin.
I think not.
Yeah, they do.
Yes, they do. How we know, we check them out on the website.
Yep.
And by your own words, by your own fruit.
I think this is like,
the Bible says that you're supposed to judge the body. And if you're claiming to be the body of Christ, we're going to judge the fruit.
God does not judge.
Not the heart and the intent. God the Bible says judge fruit. So we can see the fruit of this religious body. It's full of sin, worldliness, carnality, fleshly people. They do not teach you. If you're claiming to be
everybody
my sister,
is.
They're not
everybody
teaching you like how to be a godly woman. They didn't teach you.
Do you know? I got to throw this in there. Do you know one of the men that came out of there was getting in my wife's face, wouldn't stop. I stepped between him and her. He got in my face. I think he broke my little toe. He stepped on my toe. Do you know one of your other, a black man from your church, saw what's going on? He called the police on one of your men and said, I'll call the police. The police came and ridiculed him. Fleshly, carnal people. Really, it's all going to be on video, ma'am. You can look up our testing.
Okay, well, we just showed you the sins.
I feel like you guys are like God haters, but like Jesus loves you so much.
God haters? No, we love the truth. Jesus came. People like you push against the truth. That would put you as a God hater because those who love the truth will follow and obey. Jesus said he came in Hebrews 5:9 for those who would obey him. We get salvation through Christ. And John 14:15, John 15:14, if you love him, you can be his friend by keeping his commandments.
Right.
Hi.
I would encourage you.
We're fine.
Ma'am.
You can drive off, hireling. Make sure you check out that website. It's going to expose you big time. Your flesh was shown today. We see your fruit. She's offering us the Word of God. Look at this is what you train people up to do. She's saying God doesn't judge. She's showing her body off. They called the police on one of your men. One of your men, the black man, called the police on one of your guys that were in there, and they had to come and tell him, get out of my wife's face and my face. You're a wicked man. You're a wicked man. Let's go, Deb. You need to repent and turn from your sin. It's gospel, good news that we spread. The Bible says, live at peace with all men. It's best to walk away from people oftentimes, fleshly, worldly, carnal people. Test yourself to the Word of God, neighbors. Turn and seek the kingdom of God. Jesus is coming. He's worthy to be lifted up and praised. He's coming in flaming fire. Don't miss the only hope of salvation. Turn and repent. Find the goodness, grace, and mercy of God. There's also a severity of God. He's coming for all sons of disobedience. May God be praised this day.